Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
And there we have it. It's Dave Player and for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. Who is our very special MVPP this morning? He has been the iconic voice of the national anthem at Wrigley Field for decades. And just for about every Chicago Wolves home game, as well as one of the owners of the four-time league champion Chicago Wolves, and for many years has also belted out the Star-Spangled Banner for the Chicago Blackhawks. It's the legendary Wayne Mesmer. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. Mr. Andy Mazur also in studio.
My big brother. How are you?
You got it, man. Hey, this reminds me of the days back in the early 80s when I was in 82, 83, 84. When I was doing morning radio, working the White Sox and living far north suburb. So did you come right to the studio and go to sleep last night?
You know, I thought about it, and I decided to go home and get about an hour and a half.
Plenty of sleep for a guy like you. Yeah.
I can function. I can function on less.
He can do it. He can do it. MVPP today, giving back to your communities in and out of Chicagoland, Wayne, is just part of the fabric of who you are.
I think it comes from my parents. My dad was the guy that you would love to have as a neighbor. You'd have a flat tire 10 miles from home, and you'd go to the payphone and call dad, and he'd be able to help you, you know. And I think that it's, if you take time to appreciate kind of the abundance of gifts that we've all been given and really take that inventory, I think that's what slaps you right in the face and say we are all so fortunate. And there's always people who can use a helping hand. And one thing that I've always believed is if once you identify whatever gifts and skills that you have, that you need to use them and share them and respect them as well. So my gift, you know, fortunately, is my ability to speak and sing. And so today I'm taking advantage of that and sharing that gift.
Yeah, you got a couple things going on today. First off is the Skokie July 4th parade with our own Dave Ennett, who's the Grand Marshal, and Roger Badish, who's leading the way as well. You're doing that at 11 a.m. And then there's a Gold Star Family event happening later today.
Yeah, that's one that would be almost impossible to say no to. Gold Star Families, for those who don't know, unfortunately, it's those who have lost their lives in the service of the country. And then the families come out, and this reception up at Great Lakes Naval Training Center is it came right from the commanding officer whom I met at another event that celebrated Gold Star Families. And to watch these families, when I first met them out at O'Hare, and they were all being sent to Disney World, and they're joyous and excited. And then all of a sudden, it's a very sobering thought when you realize what was the precipitous event that got them the invitation to this in the first place. Sure. And it was their dad, or in some cases, their mom, who may have lost their life in service to the country. We owe it to these people.
Absolutely do. Absolutely do. But you do this all the time. And, you know, looking back to Wayne, this year marks the 25th anniversary since that day that you were shot in the throat. And it was something that obviously changed your life forever.
It did. Yeah. Who I was did not change. I was very, very afraid that what I do for a living may have come to an abrupt and a very rude ending. But I don't know. It gave me more resolve. And I think that you can never get up with more focus and more drive unless you're knocked down in the first place. You know, sure. There has to be that moment. I mean, for me, it was a little more dramatic than I would have wanted. But through some grace of God, the gift that was given, that was stolen, was given back at virtually the same level. And that's almost unexplainable. I mean, it's miraculous to me. You know, I'll sing today a couple times, and it's funny because I catch myself in the midst of singing, and especially outdoor where the, you know, the voice is carrying, mm-hmm. it's nice at Wrigley Field or Soldier Field or something, and or today at the Skokie Parade, and all of a sudden it becomes an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, wow.
You know,
yeah,
it's like this,
yeah.
I don't know how this is happening,
yeah.
But I'm amazingly grateful for it. You know, I love the phrase, to maintain an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even one of your goals back then, Wayne, when this all happened, was to sing the national anthem at a Cubs World Series game, and you did just that.
Yeah. Now, imagine I must have been pretty well medicated back in 94 to be putting that on my goal list. We weren't exactly knocking them down, taking names.
Yeah.
But it happened. You know, there were a few things that I think that I set. One was nobody, I felt, was going to steal the opportunity for me to sing again with my wife, Kathleen. I mean, that's a very personal, rewarding thing for me. The other thing, I wanted the Chicago Wolves to be a success. We hadn't even played a game yet when that happened. And then another thing is I wanted to record an album, a CD album. You know, there were songs from my heart, all of which I have done many times. And then on October 30th of 2016, Kathleen and I sang in the afternoon at a gig. We then drove out to the Allstate. I sang at a Wolves game with a big crowd. We then, on the way to Wrigley Field, played a couple cuts off of the CD that I recorded called So Lucky to Be Loving You. And then I sang that night, Game 5, God Bless America, and the National Anthem,
yeah.
at Game 5 of the World Series. So that is one of the great days of all time in my life.
Have you hit your 5,000th National Anthem yet? You're pretty close, sir, haven't you?
I'm really, really, really close. And, you know, it's it's kind of an approximation. It will not be the Skokie Parade.
Okay, fair enough.
much to Roger's dismay, I'm sure he would love that.
I'm sure he would. Well, and if you want to find out more about Wayne, he's got a great website. Visit WayneMesmer.com on Facebook and Twitter, too. And, Wayne, what a pleasure, and I hope to see you up at the lake over the next couple of days.
I think we're going to we will see each other because yeah. it's that time of year where we've got to clink a glass and say we made it another year, and bless you and bless us all.
Thank you, sir.
Tim.
All right,
yeah.
Happy 4th to you, pal.
All right, yeah. Same to you guys.
All right, sure. Take care.